Hi there and welcome to another Row Beats workout. Now these are different to my normal row alongs where I talk the whole way through. In Row Beats I tend to just call out the change ups in intensity and stroke rate and maybe the odd technique cue. But other than that, it's just music playing in the background and it's all about you rowing, not about me talking. All right, hope that makes sense. It's a great workout, you'll enjoy it, trust me. So today's workout is going to be 20 minutes long and it's a mixture of all four of the intensities that I do this at. So that means a low intensity at 20 strokes a minute, a mid-moderate intensity at 24 strokes a minute, a high intensity at 30 strokes a minute, and then a sprint intensity. High stroke rate, high power, all right? But I will call the change-ups, don't worry, and there will be graphics in the background that will help you know how to get through this. So we're gonna get into a 5-minute warm-up first to make sure we're ready for this row and we have to set up our machines. Now, when it comes to resistance, however you set the resistance on your machine, I want it to be at a point where you feel you get a great workout, okay? But that doesn't mean whacking it up to maximum, because usually what happens then is you have to tug against it and you get a worse workout because you can't use your legs or your back quite as well. So find your proper setting. Spend some time experimenting if you need to. Next up, when it comes to your foot plates, the height that you set your feet at, I want you to be able to come into the front of the stroke with your shins in a vertical position comfortably. And the key here is comfortably, because usually what happens is people set their feet way too high in the foot plates and they can't quite get into that comfortable position, or in order to do so, their heels have to come right off the foot plates. A little bit of a rise is fine, but if it's massively off the foot plates, something's gone wrong, okay? A good ballpark here is that the strap covers the balls of your feet or the horizontal lace on your shoe. Set it there, adjust as necessary, all right? Good. So we're going to get into this 5-minute warm up. We're going to start off at 20 strokes a minute at a very light intensity. We'll build up the intensity over 3 minutes, do a little bit of drills to make sure our body is nice and open, and then we'll get into the main session. Is that okay with you? I hope so. So let's get started in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're off. Now, as much as I say in the Row Beats workouts, I don't talk as much. In the warm-up, I still do, because what I want to do is guide you through a little bit about technique and how you adjust power, just to make sure you're ready for today's workout, okay? And so what that means, first off, is thinking about what's happening with your back and your hip swing. So you want to tilt over your hips towards the front of the machine to a 1 o'clock angle, nice up on the sit bones. And then you hold that position as you push your legs into the machine. Then you swing your back into a backwards tilt at around about 11 o'clock on the clock face. And as you come into the front and push your legs, keep those arms nice and straight and only pull at the back of the stroke. And then how hard you push with your legs increases your intensity. Okay, so I want you to push a little bit harder now. Take that effort up so that your heart rate starts to climb, your breathing starts to get a little bit faster. And so you now know that you're exercising rather than just moving, but it doesn't feel like hard work. The intensity should be kind of the same as if you were just walking upstairs. You should still be able to hold a conversation. You might have to stop to catch your breath and let the other person talk back to you, but this should not feel hard, but it should just feel like exercise. I hope that makes sense. We're going to do another minute and a bit at this intensity so you can spend the time really thinking about holding those arms nice and straight at the front as you push the machine away from you with your feet. And that's a great way to really get your head around the concept of keeping your arms straight and that forwards tilt to the front of the machine as you get the power in from your legs first. So it's legs, back, arms. There's the drive sequence. And then the recovery is then arms, back, legs. So you make sure your arms are straight, you're in that forwards tilt before you bend your knees to roll into the front of the machine again. Always thinking about a good posture up on your sit bones rather than a tucked, rolled, collapsed posture. Okay, in 3 strokes time, we're gonna take 1 foot out of the straps and put it on the ground. Let's take one more here. So, put out the straps, put it on the ground, continue rowing. And this should make it a lot easier to get into that forwards tilt, to slide into shins vertical, and then get that sensation of pushing the leg and connecting that push to your hands, which then goes into the handle. One more here. Swap feet. Don't worry if it takes you, whoop. It takes you a few seconds to get out like it just did for me. As long as it doesn't take you 15, 20 seconds to swap, that's fine. You'll lose 1 or 2 strokes. It's all right. This is all about being comfortable, making sure that you are ready for today's warm-up without any stress. Because of course, stress and tension will tire you out even quicker. Let's take one more here. Put that foot back in, and then I want you to get your legs nice and straight and roll with your back and arms. So this means swinging with your back, then pulling in your arms. So arms nice and straight as you swing your back first and pull in your arms, then out with your arms and rock forwards with your hips again. Okay, so swing, pull, arms away, rock forwards. And then after this stroke, we'll work on the other half of the stroke. So let's roll into the front with straight arms and forwards tilt and just push with the legs here. Keep those arms straight. Really try and think about maintaining that forwards tilt as you do so. But keep those arms straight. This is about you not pulling from the front here and also trying to work on the timing between pushing your feet into the foot plates and the handle connecting to the machine and making it move. Let's take one more here as we hit 5 minutes. There we go. So that is our 5 minute warm up done. Have a quick drink. Just keep on rocking up and down the rail to keep your body moving, and I'll explain one more time what it is we're doing today. Okay, I hope you've had your quick drink. Now today's workout is going to be 20 minutes long, and it's gonna be a mixture of those 4 intensities that I mentioned in the intro. But overall, this is gonna be a high intensity workout, so do be prepared to work pretty hard today for 20 minutes. Now we are gonna start off at 24 strokes a minute and that mid-moderate intensity, which is likely 5 to 10 seconds faster than you were just rowing during the warm-up. And then I will call out the changes as we go through this 20 minute workout, and they will be on the graphics in the background. There are gonna be quite a lot of change-ups, so don't worry if you miss one of them, if you've lost concentration. Just wait until the next one and just fall back into sync, all right? 15 to 20 seconds is not gonna be a problem. So, if you have had your quick drink and you've had a little bit of a wiggle of your backside to make sure that you're comfortable, we can get started with today's row beats in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Now remember, if you're not used to rowing at specific stroke rates, just follow me. Drive when I drive, recover when I recover. It's all you have to do. And in 20 seconds time, we're gonna take the stroke rate up to 30 strokes a minute and increase to a high intensity for 15 seconds. Take 2 more strokes. And let's take it up to 30 strokes a minute. 1 stroke every 2 seconds. And then in 5 seconds time, we're gonna go right down to 20 strokes a minute. So we're gonna go max power. So here we go. Push as hard as you can with your legs. And pull hard at the back. And in 5 seconds time, we're going back up to 24s again. Here we go. We're gonna repeat this set 3 times. So hopefully, by the end of the third one, you'll know what's going on. So in 20 seconds time, we're up to a sprint for 15. Two more strokes. Let's go 30 strokes a minute. High intensity. And in 5 seconds time, back down to 20 strokes a minute, but full power. Here we go. Big push from the legs. One more here, and back up to 24. Last set of these. And in 20 seconds time, we're gonna go up to 30 strokes a minute, high intensity. In 2 strokes time. Here we go. And in 10 seconds, we go back to power strokes for 15 seconds. 2 more here, 1 more, and power strokes. 1 stroke every 3 seconds. Full power. And in 5 seconds time, hold the stroke rate, but ease the power right off. Nice and low intensity for 30 seconds. Have a quick drink if you need one. And in 10 seconds time, we're gonna go up to 24s for 45 seconds. Moderate intensity. You ready? Let's go. 24 strokes a minute. Around about 5 seconds faster than you were just rowing at. And in 20 seconds time, we're gonna sprint for 15 seconds. Two more strokes. 1 more stroke. Let's sprint for 15. High rate, high power. Then we go back to 20 strokes a minute for 30 seconds. One more here. So reduce to 20 strokes a minute for 30 seconds. Let your body recover. Then in 10 seconds time, we go back up to 24s again. One more stroke here. You ready? Back up to 24 strokes a minute at a moderate intensity for 45 seconds. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna sprint for 15 again. Three, two, one. Let's sprint 15 seconds. Then you get that rest again. So keep the power up. One more here, down to 20 strokes a minute, low intensity for 30 seconds. Have a drink if you need to. And after this stroke, we'll take it up to 24s again. Moderate intensity. 45 seconds. And then in 20 seconds time, we're going to sprint again for 15. Two more strokes. Let's go sprinting. Five seconds time, you get that easy, low intensity. One more stroke, take it down. 20 strokes a minute, low intensity. For 30 seconds. Then back up to 24s again. For the last time in this little set. And here we go. In 10 seconds time, we sprint for 15 again. Two strokes. One more. Come on, let's take it up. Let's go sprinting. 15 seconds. Then we're going to do a minute of power strokes after this stroke. So, 1 minute. 20 strokes a minute, full power from the legs and full power pull at the back. Slow recovery, fast drive. Power up. In 15 seconds, we get to back off to that low intensity at this stroke rate. One more stroke. Let's take it easy. Low intensity. 20 strokes a minute. And then 15 seconds time. We take it up to 24s, 45, after this stroke. You ready? Take that rate up, increase the power to a moderate intensity. And in 15 seconds time, we're going to take the rate up to 30 to a high intensity, but not sprint. Not quite a sprint. Four strokes time. Two. One. Increase that stroke rate. One stroke every 2 seconds. And then we back off for those power strokes for 15. You ready? So, power stroke. Power stroke. Two more. And then we go easy for 30 at 20 strokes a minute. So nice low intensity for 30 seconds. Have a drink if you need one. And in 15 seconds, we'll take it back up to 24 strokes a minute. Moderate intensity again after this one. You ready? Let's increase that stroke rate and the intensity. And in 15 seconds, rate goes back up to 30 at a high intensity. Two more strokes. Here we go. And then, in 5 seconds time, power strokes at 20 strokes a minute. One more here. Here we go, max power. 20 strokes a minute. Just 5 strokes. One more, and then take the intensity right down. But keep the stroke rate. In 15 seconds, we go back up to 24 strokes a minute and a moderate intensity. Rate goes up, pace goes up. One more stroke. Here we go. We'll do 30 strokes a minute, high intensity for 15 again. Two more strokes. One more. Here we go. 15 seconds. 30 strokes a minute, high intensity. And two more, and we hit power strokes. And full power, nice slow recovery. Power, slow recovery. Two more. One more, and then ease off the intensity. Hold the stroke rate. It's our last set of these. In 10 seconds time, we go back up to 24s at mid intensity. One more stroke. Here we go. Up to 24 strokes a minute. Hit the pace up to 10 seconds time, we're going up to our last set of 30s. You ready? 30 strokes a minute for 15 seconds. And then power strokes for 15 after this one. You ready? 20 strokes a minute. Power for 15 seconds. One more here. Gonna take the intensity down. Whew. Nice low intensity for 30 seconds as we get into our final set of today's workout. In 15 seconds, we go back up to 24s. After this stroke. Here we go. Seconds. We're going to sprint for 15. Two more strokes. You ready? Let's sprint for 15 seconds. High rate, high power. And then 5 seconds time, back off to 24 again. Here we go. 15 seconds. Slightly slower. And then in 2 strokes time, we're going to sprint to a finish. 30 seconds from now. Let's get that rate nice and high. And full power. From your legs, pull at the back to a strong finish. Almost there. 5 seconds to go. 2 strokes. Finish strong. Whew. Well done. Let's get into some light rowing for the cool down. A little sting in the tail, that last 2 minutes worth, isn't it? Where I'm sure you're like, hang on, we've been here before. But then I threw in the cheeky sprint at the end. It's always good to throw in a cheeky sprint at the end, especially if you don't see it coming. Anyway, keep on moving. Don't worry about power here. Just make sure your body is moving, that your muscles are just working through the motions. Get the blood pumping around them. Makes it easier for recovery. Whether you're stopped for today or whether you are going on to do something else, it's a good idea to just spend a couple of minutes just easing off. Get your body through the motions of rowing just to help your muscles. And also, that's quite a frantic finish. So if you can be back into a good posture here, arms straight at the front, push with the legs, even if it's not much of a push, then your body will remember that this is the kind of technique for how you row, not the flapping around sprinting technique. Important, your brains, it's just as important to train your brain as it is to train your body, after all. Not just so that you know you're capable of the intensities, but just so that your brain knows how it's supposed to be rowing. I'm going to take one more stroke here as I cross that 2 minute line for the cool down. You don't have to stop, of course, you continue cooling down. Remember, you can do some stretching if you're done as well. I recommend stretching your hamstrings, your quads, your glutes, and your shoulders at the very least. And I do have a video up here that you can, a cool down video, funnily enough, which you can follow along with my stretching if you wish to. No matter what you're doing next, though, make sure you have a quick drink. Do obviously stretch at one point in the day, whether it's after this or whether it's after what you're doing next. Make sure and stretch off those muscles. But most of all, please take care of yourselves. I look forward to seeing you in another row along workout, whether it's the row beats or one of my other ones. I look forward to seeing you then. Until then, take care, be well. Bye-bye.